A purple tree?
Yeah, I like to use different colors.
Good idea.
Mom, how come some people are black and some are white, some are brown?
Well, honey, I guess God likes to use different colors, too.
Hello, honeys. How you doing?
Oh, the tennis lady. Are you playing Alice Grayson again?
No, she's not good enough.
Janet Lathrop?
Not good enough.
Mildred Peabody?
She's nowhere near good enough.
Hello, Estelle. Ready to hit the tennis courts?
Just let me grab my racket.
Oh, stay right there. I'll bring it to you. Is he good enough?
Honey, he's a terrible player. But, he's good enough.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. As days go by, we're gonna fill our house with happiness.
The moon may cry,
but we'll smother the blues with tenderness.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi, Carl.
Mwah.
How was your day?
Oh, great. I had a steak out of Donut World. And how was your day?
Well, fine. Until Judy's teacher called me at work.
Who, Mrs. Fuzzlip?
Carl, it's Mrs. Fuzzlip. Bad enough the kids call her Fuzzlip.
But, Harriet, you've seen her. If ever there was a lip begging for electrolysis. I'm sorry. So what did Fuzzlip want?
Well, it seems that Judy has not been doing her book reports. She's heading for a D in English.
A D? Where is she?
Upstairs. Like a car. I want you to bring up the subject delicately.
You're right, sweetheart. Judy, why didn't you tell us you're getting flunked by Fuzzlip?
Get your back.
Eddie, I can't believe you beat me 19 games of pool in a row.
Actually, it was 20. But who's counting?
Let's see, Rodney. 20 games at a buck each. You owe me...
$20! But who's counting?
You lucked out this time. But next time, I'm gonna whip you.
Rodney, why don't you try to get your oars near the water, buddy? When it comes to pool, you couldn't sink the Titanic.
Can I hurt him?
Not in the house.
Steve, come on outside. I want to show you something.
Hi. Snookums.
Hold back.
You're right. I'll just stick with my trusty old boxers.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
Don't you just love it when the big guy tries to act hip?
Hey, Dad, I just finished playing pool with Rodney.
I wiped the floor with him.
Oh, right. Like father, like son.
Yeah. You play pool?
Did I play pool? Son, down at the corner pocket, they used to call me Rack and Roll Winslow.
Well, they call me Fast Eddie. And I just took Rodney for 20 big ones.
Son, I don't want you gambling.
Trust me, Carl. With Rodney, it's not gambling. Right, Edo?
Right.
Without our wives.
Urkel, just keep your mouth shut.
Hold these lips or zipped.
Woo! Wait! These fellas sure know how to use that wooden stick.
Yeah.
You play?
Well, I played for a spell back home.
Where's that?
Bullwater, Texas.
Bullwater?
Yep. Tiny place. If you lay down, your feet are in another town.
Oh, stop, stop. Another one like that and I'll probably wet my boxers.
You want to play a game?
Why, sure. That'd be right neighborly of you.
Ever play for money?
Oh, gosh, no.
Well, there's the first time for everything. What do you say?
Well, shucks, why not? Name's Boyd Higgins, but my friends call me Buck.
Name's Eddie Winslow, but my friends call me Eddie.
I'm Rodney. My friends call me Rodmeister.
And I'm Steve Urkel, and I don't get many calls.
Rack 'em, Steve.
Racking.
Let's make an eight ball. $5 a game.
Oh, pulled Urkel. Bust them up.
It's fine.
Eight ball, side pocket.
That's five games in a row.
Let's flash some cash.
How about we raise the stakes? $25 a game.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Eddie, don't you think it's kind of odd that a guy who just lost five games in a row suddenly wants to raise the stakes?
Steve, he just wants to get his money back.
Could be. Or the hoodwink key has become the hoodwink ore. That Texas boy is handing you a line of bull water.
Go home.
But Edo...
Go home, Steve.
I will not stand here and take that from you. I'm going home.
Let's do it.
This little penny pocket here. Yeah!
Oh, God.
Well, cousin... I'm up 10 games. Looks like you owe me $250. Time to settle up.
Now?
No, let's wait till my birthday.
Eddie, I don't think this guy's from Texas.
Hey, you're a quick study, Rodmeister. Yeah, and I want the bread now. You see, when I play, it's cash or carry. Give me the cash or get carried out.
Look, I'm temporarily tapped out, so how's about if I just bring you the money tomorrow?
Okay. Just one thing. Chucky.
Eddie Winslow. 263 Pinehurst, 555-6278, Father, Carl. Mother, Harriet. Youngest sister, Judy, on her way to a D in English.
So, Winslow, you got a choice. Show up with the money tomorrow, or stay home for a month and watch your body heal.
Find $239 quick.
240, 260, 280, 300.
So, Steve, baby, what's going on?
Oh, I'm on my way to buy a telescope.
Could you lend me $239?
Am I in Sam Hill, should I?
Eddie lost a plane pool to that guy from Bullwater. And if he doesn't show up at the corner pocket with a fistful of cash, he'll get his face pounded.
Uh-huh. So you got hustled, taken, fleeced, come.
Okay, Steve, that's enough.
I seem to remember a high-pitched nasal voice of reason trying to warn you of your impending folly. But did you heed my advice? No, sir.
Forget it, Steve.
No, wait. I'll loan you the money.
Hey, thanks.
On two conditions. One, I go to the pool hall with you.
No sweat.
And two, you have to be my very best buddy for a week.
How about a day?
Dead men don't bargain.
A week it is, pal.
Steve? Where are you going?
To the corner pocket.
Your shift starts in 5 minutes.
Oh, but if I don't go, some guy's gonna tap dance on Eddie's face.
Excuse me?
You probably weren't supposed to know that. So amnesia's the word, okay?
What?
Good.
How's the boat?
Boring. Look how big and thick it is.
Swiss Family Robinson.
Who wants to read about cheese?
Yeah, I can see where that could be a problem. Some reading is boring. You know, I read a book once where this family got shipwrecked and stranded on a deserted island.
Well, that's not boring. That's neat.
And then they built this great big tree house. And...
Wow. What book is that?
This one. But you're not interested.
Mom!
Hey, how's the reading going?
I got a feeling it's coming along.
Winslow showed up. Here's the bread.
Right here. $250. Buck.
Or you can play me, double or nothing.
Steve, give him the money.
Sure, if he's chicken.
What?
I said, if you're chicken.
Eight ball.
Okay.
One game.
You're on.
$500.
Bad breath.
Steve, what are you doing?
Hey, fear not, Biggie. I play a plethora of pool when I have time to myself, which for some reason is quite often.
I'll break.
May we both rise to the challenge that awaits us.
Yeah, yeah.
Missed by a cat's hair. Hearty good try, though. You see... pool is a game of angles. One must cue at an angle to the object ball so that it travels in the same angle to the impact point. Now let's see. An 82-degree angle intersected by a 42-degree vector. Let's see. Cue ball velocity. Jupiter's in retrograde. Harvest moon.
Shoot!
Shooting.
Yeah.
All right,
that guy.
Yes. I'm perfectly set up to run the table.
Man, there's a one major pair of glasses. You mind if I check them out?
Oh, why help yourself? I was considering contacts, but my eyeballs won't support the weight.
Sorry. Oops.
Hey, well, that was no accident.
Yeah, leave the kid alone.
Sure. You're shot.
But Eddie, I can't see a thing.
Tough break. You forfeit. Pay up.
Hey, no can do. You didn't blink there.
You want I should take him out and give him a tour of the alley?
Please.
Oh, really? I'd love to, guys, but I forgot my camera.
Hey, let him go.
Please, guys, come on, be gentle. Come on, guys. Hey, can we, like, talk this over? Hey, what a lousy tour. I want my money back.
Put him down.
Carl?
Yes, it's me, Steve.
Big guy! Wait, I smell Polygant.
You know we're here.
Steve tore your Aunt Rachel. So, what's going on?
Our boy whipped Eddie. Eddie borrowed money from me. I'm blame boy double or nothing. I was kicking butt. Boy broke my glasses. 500 on the line. Can't see a darn thing.
Nice summary.
Well, it looks like I'm gonna have to fill in for Steve.
No way. It's not fair.
Well, it seems to me that if I look around hard enough, I could find a few laws being broken around here. So you have a choice. You can either let me fill in, or you can go to Cook County Jail. What'll it be?
You got stripes.
Thanks. Oh, yes. And if I win, nobody owes nobody.
That next shot's impossible. There's no way you can make that.
You're right. But, she will. Do your stuff, Mama.
Excuse me.
Hey, it's a free country. I can stand where I want.
Suit yourself.
I think I'll move now.
Corner pocket.
If you and Grandma hadn't shown up, I'd probably be flossing felt out of my teeth right now.
Well, son, you should never have been in that predicament. Didn't I tell you not to gamble?
Yeah, but I honestly thought I could beat that guy, Dad.
Now, see, there you go. Son, when it comes to gambling, there's no such thing as a sure thing. That's why they call it gambling.
Well, my pool playing days are over. I'm taking an early retirement.
Well, now, you see, you don't have to do that, Edward. You're good at the game. You just shouldn't play for money. Remember, no matter how good you are, there's always somebody better.
Except when it comes to dads. You're the champ.
Aw, thanks.
Dad, do you know what the worst part of this mess is? To get the money from Steve, I had to promise him that I'd be his best buddy for a whole week.
Ouch.
Maybe I'll luck out and he'll forget about the whole thing.
There's my best buddy for a week. I have our plans all mapped out. Now, Monday, 5 a.m., planetarium. 6 a.m., bug museum. 7 a.m., cheese factory.